So, welcome, Tom, back to football, I suppose, after a little mini winter break. What was last weekend like as a football manager and as a player?
We struggled to get into training for the Tuesday and the Thursday, which is disappointing after such a bad result on against Telford. It seems like a lifetime away since that game. But we managed to get in on Saturday. We had a couple of hours good training session, got the lads together, and then we've had two solid sessions this week as well, so... Fingers crossed, we've got the lads all fighting fit and we'll go and give Harrogate a game tomorrow.
How are you taking it as a kind of like a blessing kind of thing that there was a bit of a break, or did you want to get your teeth stuck into Gainsborough as soon as you could?
Yeah, a little bit frustrating really. We wanted to go try put the Telford game right. It's always disappointing when you get beat. You want a midweeker to go put it right, never mind a game 2 weeks later. So yeah, it was a little bit frustrating, but it's what it is. That's the footballing gods. So we know we've got a tough one tomorrow, but we all know what we're capable of. Obviously, it's been a little bit of a frustrating February for everybody, but it's the same set of lads that have gone and beaten all the top teams. So nobody's panicking in a minute in the squad, and we'll just kind of approach that game like we have done every other game.
And this game against Harrogate, it takes us back to those games against Salford and Blyth Spartans and Spennymoor, the great matches in December. We have been here before. It's on a 3G pitch. Times we've been to Harrogate in recent years, they haven't been the best of occasions, to be frank,
no.
As an FC supporter and as a Yorkshireman, I'd imagine, for yourself as well. What's your preparations going into this game with the 3G pitch and the way Harrogate like to play as well?
Yeah, to be honest, I'm quite looking forward to it. We've got quite a lot of players that like to get the ball down and play, so the pitch there will probably suit us a little bit better. It'll give the likes of Kieran Glynn chance to run defenders. Like Jamal will love a pitch like this. The two new lads, Kingy and Gerard, that have come in, they'll love to play on that as well. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. We're confident going into the game. Like I say, we've had a good couple of weeks to think about the results over the last month or so. And hopefully we've got the right mindset in the squad now to go and put it right.
Now, let's talk about the new signing, Gerard Garner, coming in from Fleetwood on loan, 20-year-old striker. What are we expecting from him?
Tom and Jack have been watching him a couple of times, and then he came in training last week, and then he's been in with us this week. We're all really impressed with him. More of a number nine than like Kingy came in as a number 10 type player. So we're looking forward to it. We think he's got goals in him, and I told him last night, I said, come on, lad, get me some goals so that I can hang my boots up.
The other thing I need to ask you, though, is, and it's been discussed on forums, and I know you're quite savvy when it comes to social media and that kind of thing. Are we running the risk here of overspilling on a car share from Liverpool?
Yeah, there's quite a few of them in there. Quite a few from Liverpool and quite a few from Yorkshire now as well. So we'll just try to get rid of all the manx, yeah?
This is not what we created the club for. Anyway, right.
it's a good mix, to be honest. It's a good crack. There's no clicks or anything like that. The whole squad gets in, whether they're from Yorkshire, Liverpool, Manchester or wherever.
Just to add as well, it is to the end of the season. And that brings me on to another piece of breaking news this evening, and that's regarding Luke Higham. And obviously... You know, left back is one of those areas we're a bit short on at the moment, and we've had good news from Fleetwood.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we can keep Luke until the end of the season, which is fantastic for us. Obviously, Joe Logan's been struggling. Obviously, he played that left wing back position really well when he was fighting fit, but he's had troubles with his knee, and Zach went down in training after his suspension. We were looking forward to seeing him back, but he went down in training, so he's got troubles with his knee as well. So. Potentially not going to see Zach again this season. To keep Luke's going to be brilliant for us.
So apart from Corbett, Wisdom and Logan, where are we up to with the rest of the personnel going into tomorrow's game?
There's no other injury news, but we have let a couple of lads go out on loan, Jonesy and Tyrell. They're going to go to Mossley probably till the end of the season. We just looked at the squad at the minute and we thought we need to go with a little bit more experience to get us out of this relegation battle. And then they're going to go there, play games and get some much needed experience going into next season.
Well, I'm sure so say as well, when it comes to dual reg and that kind of thing, you've proved and Tatum's proved that when it's used right, getting fitness up and that kind of thing, if we are short, we do bring them back.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, for me, it's not out of sight, out of mind at all. We'll be keeping tabs on all the lads, like you say, Sam, when he's playing with Paddyham and Gilly now gone to Hyde for a few games. Definitely not out of sight, out of mind. If they're doing well, then they come back in and they fight for the shirt at FC, definitely.